Hi, this is MG Kelly, and you're listening to The Beatles' Long and Winding Road. We're going to continue our live theme now with a sample from one of the best performances the Beatles recorded for the BBC in England. Between 1962 and 1966, the Beatles appeared live on the BBC almost 80 times. Those appearances helped catapult the band into superstars.
The next few minutes are in the lap of the gods and the hands of the Beatles, which means anything can happen. We're going to hear sort of versions of songs from their film.
Gather round,
famous film stars.
Gather round.
Right, Brian.
Now, look, in my young days, when I was a lad, they used to have actors in films, and
Hey, listen.
It's all changed now, Brian.
Well, this is what I wonder.
They're not doing that. No actors.
In those days, the actors used to say their best bits were left on the cutting room floor. Did you find that?
No. Those are the good bits in the film. You should have seen the best.
Yes.
Rubbish.
Was it really?
Even worse, yes.
Who was worse?
Oh, Paul.
I see.
I think John was about the worst.
No, it was you.
Oh, Ringo was very good. He's a good lad, yes.
They're saying he's a new Charlie Chaplin. Do you think he's right?
He's an old one. Okay, Ring.
Beginning to look like it.
Can you hear him?
Not really. I hope
not.
We brought the flowers, Ring.
Not allowed to talk.
We brought you the flowers.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And the grapes.
Oh, I like grapes.
He likes grapes.
He likes,
you know.
Brian's nose is peeling.
My nose is peeling, yes.
Listeners.
Yes, been in the sun.
Been to Portugal.
Well, there we are.
Guess who's top of the pops in Portugal, then?
Who?
Os Beatles.
Os Beatles.
Ridiculous.
Os
Beatles. Well, I don't suppose you know the title of your film in Portuguese.
No, Kringst die Night.
Could be. Let's hear the number, shall we?
Right.
It's been a hard day's night. And I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing. And it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why I ventured on my own, 'cause when I get you alone, you know I feel alright. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight, tight, yeah. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog.
We did that. We've done that bit.
The train comes in now.
We did that to prove that we weren't playing the record then, you see.
Yeah, we did
because
that.
Otherwise no point in your being
like
here,
it,
is there? Critical lot of fellas there, aren't you? Here, Ringo, have a banana, catch. Now, all these songs in this film, you had to write to a sort of deadline. Did you find this a bit more difficult than the way you usually do them on the back of bus tickets?
It was hard. Because we normally do them as hobbies sort of things. But
hello, Ringo's joined us.
Hello,
Ringo.
Hello, Ringo.
Did you find out the time writing them, Ringo?
Oh, well, it was different. The first one was about the worst because I had a lot of trouble with this glasses.
Yes, it was harder.
The ones he's wearing, he means, folks.
We did most of them in Paris, didn't know, and some in New York, didn't you, Ringo?
Yeah, I did some of mine in
Paris.
Well,
now, the serious bit having got over, let's get round to the funny chat, and we would like you chaps to sort of launch the good ship Top Gear and all that,
the good
you
ship
know.
What, Top Gear?
Oh, I hereby launch...
Bernie's new vessel.
Ah.
So, nice work for the captain.
When was the accident?
Hereby name this ship...
Top Gear.
Top Gear.
Thank you, Duchess. Right, now then, another song from the
pity
film.
We had to sink in the first week. Yeah.
It is a shame. Never mind. While you're here.
Good job writing them anyway, Brian.
Yeah, Brian.
You did, all of you. Ringo, how about your songwriting? How's that coming on?
Oh, yes, I've written a good one, you see, but no one seems to want to record it.
No.
Oh, Paul may record it on a...
No.
Yes, Paul, you promised.
Okay. No, the thing is... I was doing the tune for you to sing it.
No, I don't want to sing. You sing
don't
that.
Don't pass me by. Oh, you do.
Rhythm and blues song.
Oh, yeah. Don't pass me by. Don't make me cry. Don't make me blue, baby. Because you know why?
I got the ice cream for you.
Yeah, it's a sensation.
You wrote all those words?
Yeah, blues and all that.
He's a Dylan Thomas of Liverpool, isn't he?
You talk, Georgie.
Hey.
Am I permitted?
Yes, you can talk. There's your chance.
Okay, then. Come on, Ed.
Say it.
Do the next one.
What is it?
Are they going to sing, Ringo?
And I Love Her.
And I Love Her, yes.
And I Love Her.
I like that one, you know. It's one of my favourites.
I give her all my love. That's all I do. And if you saw
thing, but it seems to me that these adorable idiots are doing more rabbiting than singing. So, while I clap a hand firmly over the mouth of John, another one over Paul's, maybe Burby or old George still, and somebody else will stand in front of Ringo, and we'll listen to them after that, singing the song which we think is going to prove the all my loving, as it were, of the film and of their new LP. It's called You Should Have Known Better.
That when I tell you that I love you, oh.
If I fell in love with you, would you promise to be true and help me understand? 'Cause I've been in love before, and I found that love was more than just holding hands. If I give my heart to you, I must be sure.
John, Paul, George and Ringo say good night, and it's no good you saying you can't do that.
I got something to say that might cause you pain. If I catch you talking to that boy again, I'm gonna let you down and leave you flat. Because I told you before, oh, you can't do that. Well, it's the second time I thought you'd call. I'm gonna let you down.
And you can't do that. Turn that dial, that is, or you're going to miss discovering which Beatle tune was inspired by Elvis Presley. Plus, George feels he's losing the shirt off his back to the tax man on the Beatles' Long and Winding Road.
Good news, ladies. Your prince has come. Prince Charming, that is. The irresistible new romance by New York Times bestselling author Julie Garwood. Prince Charming is an exquisite novel of twisted fate, where a marriage of convenience turns into a dream come true, and love saves the day after all. Julie Garwood attracts readers like beautiful heroines attract dashing heroes, raves USA Today. Prince Charming by Julie Garwood, new in hardcover from Pocket Books.
And the best part of the movie is when Simba, he's the Lion King, jumps in this big tree. And even my dad got excited. He got me the movie ticket from Kodak. And then this funny...
Wait a second. Kodak bought you a ticket to The Lion King?
Right. Buy 6 rolls of Kodak Gold film and Kodak will buy you a ticket to Disney's The Lion King soon in theaters. For details, see the display where you buy Kodak film.
Tell me that good part again.
First, you buy Kodak film. And then you buy